Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session today. We're right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really the only way you win, right? When you're part of the solution and you can help others, you know, I jokingly say that I've cast probably a couple hundred votes in this election. That's right, you heard me. Like a bunch of my so-called friends on the left are running out to get a pad and pencil. Going to write down what I'm talking about. Yeah, see, you can have influence. When you have a bunch of people that are sending you emails and calling you and saying, hey, I don't know who to vote for. Who you vote for? Who you voting for? I'm okay telling them. I have no problem with it at all. And that's what you need to be. That's the stuff that you needed to be doing. This is what I've been telling you for a long time. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, and you can tell people. You can work with people. Let me see, what else I got going on here? Oh, yeah, I mean, there's all, and by the way, for those of you who think that voter fraud doesn't happen, I mean, check out what's going on right now and how many people have actually been arrested already for manipulating some of the voter machines and such. Right? But no, that doesn't happen. There was one poll worker that was removed for pre-selecting a straight Democrat ticket for people. Here, let me help you. You know who you're going to vote for? Oh, this is easy. Let me do it for you. Right? Now, the poll worker identified as a chalkboard review is James Zhang. He worked at the polling location just a week in Carmel, Indiana. Now, it falls under the jurisdiction of the Hamilton County Election Office. Now, according to Beth Scheller, the Hamilton County Election Administrator, Zhang's actions may qualify as electioneering and election interference. One of Zhang's incidents of alleged misconduct is... It's called alleged until we see the video, right? Of his alleged misconduct, it occurred when he was teaching a voter how to use an electronic voting machine. Now, Scheller told the local news source that while assisting the voter, Zhang pre-selected a straight Democrat ticket, left the voter confused on how to change it. Well, here you go. You just saw what I did. I pressed that button there and I pressed that button there. We should be okay now, right? Now, the event was not the first time that Zhang had been accused. So, you know, he's a repeat offender. Scheller also told the local news source of the incident where Zhang told a pair of black voters, God, that Republicans who were advocating pro-parent school board candidates are racist. Now, that was told to them as they were entering the location. Pro-parent Republicans were outside of the location protesting when the voters entered. Zeng told them not to vote for the pro-parent candidates and then pointed them and called them racists. Now, once the votes cast their ballot, they went outside, told the protesters what happened. The activists went into the building, reported the incident to the elected officials. Now, Zeng is being investigated by the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office. Scheller, the officer there, noted that the she hopes the rogue poll worker is prosecuted for his actions. Now, Hamilton County GOP Chairman Mario Muscle, oh God, I've never seen this name before, Masalamani, we'll call him Mario, raised concerns that Zeng may have manipulated more voters that went unreported. You know, people are funny. The stuff that you'll fight for, the stuff that you'll back away from, is just amazing to me. Your vote is very sacred. It's yours. Nobody needs to know what it is. Nobody needs to put that kind of pressure on you. Why don't you fight for that? Don't let anybody over the next 2 days tell you what to vote for, leave you hanging. Just walk out of the booth and say, hey, this guy, you, sir, you left my ballot measures were all wrong. I want you to clear the screen for me so I can vote myself. That's what you need to do. Now, Scheller claimed to be confident the events were isolated. It's only one or two. Don't worry about it. Just amazing, right? Mario condemned the poll worker. He said this should serve as a cautionary reminder that those despite the hold onto power or gain power, they'll do anything. I was saying this the other day, you guys. They will do anything, including breaking the law. The very thing they accuse us of on a regular basis. They don't want parents to have, or taxpayers for that matter, to have a voice on our school boards. The GOP chairman went on to say, if you see something suspicious, report the activity immediately to a poll worker or other election official. Right? The incident, well, it happened like less than a week before. This is week. God, this early election stuff is amazing. I was talking to a close Democrat friend of mine who agrees. Stop the early stuff. Right? Vote on election day. It's that important. Vote on election day. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Moran right after this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on. I have so much fun with her when she's on the show with me. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. To bring more sanity to the show, more common sense. That's what I love about people from New England. There's no really beating around the bush, is there? You just kind of get right to the point, don't you?
Well, yeah, you should. Much better that way.
Yeah. Well, I've had people tell me, they're like, you people from Boston, you just like so rude. I said, no. We just don't use 200 words to say what we can say in three or four. Like, you are stupid.
I am only ever rude when it's necessary and in response to how I'm treated. Ever. I am never rude first. Not ever.
Yep.
But I will beat you down with my rudeness.
Oh, there's no soft touch with me either. I've reached my wit's end with these people, so it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. Now it's, you go right for it. And,
God, yeah, I stopped being nice a long time ago, but when it comes to, like, politics, No, no, no. No, not interested.
Yeah,
I learned long ago that one of the reasons we're in the dilemma and the situation we're in this country is because conservatives were way too nice.
Oh, yeah. I went back and looked at a bunch of clips from all the way back to Romney when we're in these debates.
Oh,
and these
God
forums.
Help me.
And we don't go after them. They come after us.
All the time. All they do is lie, 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 cheat, steal, lie. But conservatives just take the high ground. Actually, I don't even consider myself conservative anymore. I'm like way more liberty oriented than what conservatives are. But take the high ground.
The term conservative has been pseudo hijacked, but you know.
Yeah. Now I noticed that when I first really got into politics, I saw how badly the left treated conservatives and how conservatives just, oh my goodness, you called me what? Oh my goodness, I'm going to go turn the other cheek. I'm going to go now listen. And I'm over there like calling them way worse.
Yeah, I see what you call them on Twitter. I got it.
And that's being nice.
If anybody goes to check her Twitter page out, just be ready. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not rated PG, I'll tell you that much.
No, it's definitely not rated PG.
And it used to be. I did, well, not when I was first on Twitter, but then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll try to be a kinder, gentler Kimberly.
You said it.
That was a waste of my time. Yeah, exactly.
So, Harry, this is one you'll enjoy. So the blue line flag has become a major issue in my area, my school district, in my area, right? And there's an attorney, I won't mention her name because it's not fair to do, but there's an attorney that's kind of defending the left or you know, kind of calling me out for things. And she's been all over this blue line flag thing, you know, being hijacked, and she gets that, but it has a bad meaning, it makes certain people feel bad. She just goes through all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and looked at her Facebook page just to kind of get a feel for where she's coming from.
Right.
All right, and she's got a header that says vote. The V is the, you know, rainbow flag. The O is a black hand. Now wait, before you say anything. The T is an ovary and vagina put together there. And I know. The E is an American flag behind a fence with a black hand in front of the fence. Okay? So this gives you total understanding of where she's coming from.
Now, yeah.
So I saw the black hand, and I sent her a note, and I said, you know, you got the black hand up there, and that black hand, to most Italians and Sicilians, is offensive, because it stands for the black hand of the Sicilian Mafia, and they were relentless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I said, so when somebody sees that, and I sent her links to what it meant and what it did. And I said, so it's very offensive to a lot of Italians. So she sends me back a note. She says, well, I wasn't aware of that. However, you know, here's a link to a book that kind of explains it a different way. And I loved it because I sent her back a note and I said, look, here's the deal. It doesn't matter. According to you guys, right, like with the blue line flag,
mm-hmm.
the symbol is offensive. End of discussion. Now, you guys have hijacked it for the good, but it's offensive. I said, but here's the difference between us. You have it on your site. I see other stuff on your site. I really believe that you think that that black hand is a show of solidarity for the black community. So, I'm not mad at you. All right? There's a difference, because I understand where you're coming from with that sign. But you guys don't do that for us. You always go, first and foremost, it has to be hateful, and it has to be racial. That's the difference between us. I got nothing so far.
Yeah, of course you didn't. Because you're right. Because you're right? 100% right.
So, thank you. Could you tell my wife that? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not telling Tammy that when it comes. No, absolutely not. I'm on her side. Whatever you did, I take Tammy's side.
So I love it. When you go through these things, if you talk about these things, they have nothing. It's easy to accuse, But when you show them exact examples of what they're complaining about, how it flies in their face, they got nothing.
When, Joe, how many times, I mean, even Biden, God, I'm trying not to swear, even Biden, the old demented Muppet that is running this country, air quotes around running, he's out there calling people fascists. Well, he's the only one acting like a fascist. Trump didn't even do the fascist kind of thing that Biden has done. And the left are still so dumb that they think Biden, Trump, and Republicans are fascists.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it is ridiculous.
The same thing that they're accusing you and me and others of, not only have they done first, but they continue to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, we believe in medical bodily autonomy, except when it comes to getting the vax or else. You get that vaccine or else. I mean, we have a guy running for Democrat running for governor of New Hampshire who said that people who weren't vaccinated shouldn't be able to participate in society.
Whoa.
Other people said we should be killed. I mean, this is, and then Biden, of course, mandated everyone be vaxxed. I mean, can you imagine? We have a shortage in teachers, doctors, nurses, military, and a lot of them left because they didn't want to get vaxxed.
Just amazing.
And it was mandated. Yeah, it's amazing. And they can't all be that stupid.
Okay. Anyway, we got to go for commercial break. That'll give me time to recoup. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tuesday is Election Day. Upward of 40 million votes have already been cast these midterms. According to betting market Predict It, Republicans reached a 76% chance of winning the Senate on Thursday and were at 72% as of Sunday. Democrats had been enjoying an edge over the GOP throughout August and September, but that advantage went away in the second week of October. At a rally Sunday night in Miami, former President Donald Trump had this to say.
If you want safety for your family and security for your community, you need to vote every Democrat out of office and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot.
Forecasters are projecting subtropical storm Nicole will become a hurricane over the Bahamas. The storm...
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5566. Let me just bring it back on again. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, kind of kick off the week, get it rolling, talk about some of the stuff that we're ignoring over the weekend. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So we got, I told you, we have rain here over the next couple of days. That'll probably slow things down a bit. It usually works out okay for the Republicans. Got a lot of Republicans going to the polls out here because they don't trust the mail and they don't want to mail their ballots in. But let me give you some numbers. I want to see if you truly are surprised by it. So the area that I live in has close to 300,000 in inhabitants. And ballots that were mailed were 144,000, well, almost 145,000. Okay? As of this morning, 24,000 were returned.
Wow. So,
all right. Of the ballots mailed, 56,000 were for Democrats, independents, other, no party preference, that kind of thing, almost 41,000. Republicans, 47,000. Ballots returned as of this morning were almost 11,000 for Dems, about 19%, almost 5,000 for independents, and 83,000 for Republicans.
Wow. Okay.
The young people, 18 to 34, 37,000 were mailed out to them. Just under 2,300 returned. They don't vote.
Wow.
I mean, overall, they just don't vote.
Is it that they don't vote overall or just in the midterms or because Joe Biden sucks?
I got to find out. I wish I could ask him. But the 50 to 64 crowd, 65 crowd, they vote.
They vote. Yeah, 60, they vote.
65 and over, 29,000 ballots were mailed to them. They've returned almost 11,000. And the 50 to 64, 40,000 were mailed to them, and 7,500 to date have been returned. So, and still, Latino numbers are down, Asian numbers are down, African-American numbers are way down, and those old funky white folks seem to be the only ones coming out.
But that's only early voting, right?
Yeah, these are the early votes, daily votes. They don't tell you who they're voting for, but they tell you who's returning them right up to that morning. Now, we'll see what happens over the next day or two. I'm sure it'll be a massive jump. But I still find it interesting that number's so low, because we were 30 points higher 2 years ago at this point.
Well, it's also a midterm and not presidential. The numbers are always lower in a midterm election, which is why Democrats have been able to win some years. And then, you know, opposite years, Republicans win, depending on who's in charge,
yep.
Who's in power, rather.
Yeah, just giving people an idea. Get your butts out to the polls. If you're waiting to mail it in, don't wait.
Don't. Please just go vote. Please, dear God Almighty, please go vote.
Yes. Don't let them do this. Go vote. All right. We were talking about how kind of like whatever the Democrats are saying we're doing, they're doing.
Yes.
So we saw another act of violence today at Kathy Hochul rally where a Republican woman was choked. Right? Now, you ready for this one? It was a black Republican woman. And she was choked by a heavyset white guy.
Oh, my God.
So the rally was being held near the Stonewall Inn, where Hochul was trying to shore up the support among New York City's gay population. You know, if you see the footage, and it was captured by an independent news source, showed in the middle of the altercation in which a man in shorts and plaid shorts, well, there you go, he had a plaid shirt on, it already shows it. He had choked a woman wearing a black sweatshirt, but she was a black woman. So,
wow.
Democrat Councilwoman Crystal Hudson was also seen attacking the same woman.
What was she protesting?
Yeah. She was protesting against Hochul.
Wow.
But we're the ones that commit the violence. We're the ones that keep it rolling. We're the ones that set it on fire. Isn't it amazing?
And I don't know anybody who is in their right mind that believes that after, even if you've only paid attention for the past, say, 2 years or 4 years or 6 years, you know that it's the left that's always committing acts of violence.
Oh, yeah.
On a regular basis.
Yep.
It's like the norm for them.
Well, apparently she had a sign that she was protesting, and she wasn't even saying anything. She was quietly protesting.
Wow.
And the guy came over and knocked the sign out of her hand, and then she said that she was going to retrieve the sign. There was another man that came and choked me. You can see him. So,
wow.
You know, anyway, it's amazing. These people are sick. They're extremely sick. And what they're doing is wrong. And again, I am tired of them blaming us for it. And we need to start pushing back. We need to start calling them out. We need to start taking like this stuff and making it go viral on that big interweb, you know?
Yeah. If the problem is even when people do try to make it go viral, it's suppressed. That's yep. The problem. Yeah, we know it's out there. People report on it all the time. It's suppressed by big tech because they're in cahoots with the left and with even the White House.
Yeah. Yeah, and again.
The fascists.
Oh, I love watching these guys at work because you can just see they're all just running like little cockroaches to try to save their own butts. They don't want Joey B on the trail with them anymore. They don't even want White House input as to what to do on the trail anymore, right?
Biden never came to New Hampshire. He sent his white trash wife, but he didn't come.
Oh, God.
She is. I don't give a crap what you say she is.
Well, I look at this stuff and I go, you know, lawmakers, you heard about this one. I think it's in Virginia. They now want to jail parents who refuse to affirm a child's gender identity. Right?
That's not going to go over well in Virginia.
No, it shouldn't. I would hope not. But, you know, I've been shocked before, and so have you, right?
Yes, this is true.
You know, I mean, they voted for Obama twice. I mean, what the hey? So
I'm going to withhold my comments.
So Delegate Elizabeth Guzman, she wants to reintroduce legislation that would charge parents with a felony or misdemeanor if they do not affirm their child's sexual orientation and sexual identity.
What?
She said, as a social worker and a mom of four, I will always fight to protect the LGBTQ children from abuse. She said that her legislation is more about educating parents and telling them that you can't abuse your kids because they are gay. Right.
Oh, is she up for re-election?
She might be. I don't know.
Oh, she needs to go. Virginia, wake the hell up.
Yep. But see, in the past, we would never attack her. She needs to be attacked. And I don't mean physically, because I don't think I'm going to take that to the bank. But no, she needs to be attacked. She needs to be called out for the how being asinine she is. You got a TikTok out there, bonehead, that's saying that hormone blockers are totally, I don't know who he or she is with, like, fact. The hormone blockers are totally reversible. Okay, there's lie 1, 2, and 3 right there. You should be thrown in jail.
Exactly.
God, just amazing.
Unbelievable.
And they talk about the misinformation that they think that we put out.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yep. I don't see this stuff stopping anytime soon until we get them totally replaced. Again, my fear. I know I'm not supposed to be fearful, but my fear is that these boneheads will get in, they'll get in office, and they'll spend all their time doing hearings and no time passing. And again, I don't care if they pass them.
What are they? How are they passing anything with the idiot we have? Right.
But here's the deal. Put it on the table.
Correct.
Make the legislation. Make it clean, pure, and easy. Don't add any garbage into it. Stick it on the table. Let him veto it.
Yep. And let Democrats vote against it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Just,
absolutely.
You know, just like a woman's right to vote. Just like affirmative action. Get them on record.
If their excuse is, well, it wasn't going to pass anyway, it's no, but you get everyone on record.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what they did with that marriage bill. And it wasn't even a bill, it was a resolution. People weren't paying attention. But in that bill, they were trying to get Republicans on record as voting against it. And it was it did not codify gay marriage. It simply... here's that music again. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Be right back.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
My Italian friends, you know how true that could be. You know how wild that could be. I mean, how real that could be. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. See, when you get informed, you can be part of the solution. When you're just, you know, just for the right has it too. If you become a right-wing shill, you're useless to me. And to most other people trying to make a difference. You've got to make sure that you're fully informed before you go stick your foot in it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Warren joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the weekend off and get rolling. Kimberly, don't you hate when you're in a heated discussion, I'll put it that way, with somebody, and somebody else steps in and tries to interject what they believe, you know, because they're so smart, to interject something in that. And you're sitting there going, just shut up. Please just shut up.
Yes.
What you're saying is not only is it not true, but just shut up.
Yeah. I would like to say that often.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
My opponent, I'm just having so much fun with this because it just shows that they have nothing, right? So my opponent grabs my... Joe Mancini appropriates cult leaders' biblical teaching. Shape up or ship out. Basically saying that you know, men need to take care of their families. Men need to step up and take care of their families. Or get out of the way. Let somebody who will, step up, do it. Not the government. That's not what I mean by that at all. right? And when you look at this, what's driving them nuts, and not just this person, but a lot of the Dems, is I promote a thing called Patriot Academy. I think you've visited that. Where Rick Green, you were, and part of what they teach kids how to take their rightful places. Funny thing about it, it's men and women, girls and boys. They're teaching these young people how to legislate, how the process works. As a matter of fact, they take over the Texas legislative, the state house every year for, I think it's 3 weeks or somewhere along there. And they teach them how the process works.
That's awesome.
Apparently that's terrible, right? It's part of my right-wing Christian agenda to take the country back or to take over the country. I'm going...
Wait. What's a right-wing... I can't even say it. Right-wing Christian agenda. What is that exactly?
I need to be educated because I still don't get it. She thinks that I want... This is where they go off. They go off on all these tangents, right? So... You, like I said, you know, you go to Patriot Academy, there's a lot of stuff they teach you there. They teach you about the Constitution. They've got one class that has no biblical reference, so to speak. It's not Christian at all. It's straight. Each and every one of the amendments, how the Constitution was written, how it came about, all that stuff. Right? Then they have one called Biblical Citizenship, where they tell Christians what your job to do in government is. That God gave you this government. You're supposed to take care of it. You're supposed to make sure it has good values and that kind of stuff. Well, that's the part that part makes her nuts. And then there's one called Defending the Constitution, which has both the weapon side, how to defend yourself, how to protect yourself in your home, and it has the Constitution side to it. So I am hardcore right-wing, out of control, yada, 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 and I enjoy it so much.
Oh, my God, these people. Yeah, that's... When they start spewing total BS, provable total BS, then you know they got nothing.
Yeah.
And that's mostly what the left spews, is total BS.
Well, they do this stuff, and then they blow it out of proportion, right, to try to make it look like you, you know, you are one of those people. And you have to admit, the less informed, which is why I've been saying, get informed. The less informed people... We'll fall for it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it's just amazing to me. And then the other thing was I haven't given you a heads up on this, but this is hilarious. With this whole blue line flag thing that's been going on where I live, the team that they were playing, I will say the rumor is, I'll put it that way, is that the coach from the other team didn't want the kid who carried the flag out to be there because he felt offended by the kid. He thought the kid was being disrespectful. He shouldn't be allowed to play in the game. This is the playoff game that would have put this team, the home team and these guys, either one of them, you know, at the top of the championship. So he didn't want
this
kid playing.
That's the real reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, think it through, right?
Yeah, that's the real reason.
So they were so afraid that they wanted, check this out, when they got off the freeway, they wanted an escort to the stadium, police escort.
Maybe they should have just forfeited the game.
But the beauty behind this, though it's even better, is the game was only a block and a half from the freeway.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, okay, so why did you want one all the way up the freeway if you were so concerned?
Right?
The name of their high school is the Robert Andrew Millikan High School. Now, he was an American physicist and noted eugenicist.
Oh, my God.
Millikan supported the Human Betterment Project. They need to do a little their own homework. The California college system removed his name from campus buildings. The school that has a name, whose school is named after a racist, who is a eugenicist, is worried about a kid carrying a blue line flag out.
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, total crap. He just knows that your team is better.
I can't stand it. I just can't. I can't stand it anymore. It's like
I hate cowards. The one thing I hate cowards. I really cannot. I cannot stomach cowards. They're the worst, especially cowards that are adults who are cowards to children. That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the worst.
And it's, you know, it's, you and I have talked about this a million times, and it's kind of a joke that I use in the show. Say, you have to get informed.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure they even care about information anymore. Look at, let's just throw something out there for giggles, right? A battery for Tesla, the average, the normal battery. You have to process 25,000 pounds of brine for the lithium. You have to process 30,000 pounds of ore for the cobalt. 5,000 pounds of ore for the nickel. 25,000 pounds of ore for copper. You dig up almost 500,000 pounds of the Earth's crust. This is simply to make one battery.
Yep.
And somehow, the electric cars are better for the system, but better for the ecosystem.
Right.
I'm just not smart enough to figure this out, apparently.
Neither are they. I laugh about it. I'm like, electric cars are way worse for the environment than any gas cars that are in operation today. And they just don't care. And the thing is, the people pushing this bogus idea, they know that people are dumb and don't care. They'll just listen to whatever they're told. Oh, my God. We're all going to die. How many times are we all going to die?
So you're right. We are all going to die eventually. That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah, but none of us are dying from climate change. Not one of us.
But what, listen, why is it... I asked this question the other night to somebody. Why are we not, you know, you and I push back, but why are we not pushing back? Why are we not making a bigger deal? Why are we not doing more of this? I mean, are people afraid that they're going to be called out? Are they afraid they're going to be called names? What if I happen to sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me?
So part of the thing is they need politicians and leaders to be standing up and calling this out. There are very few. We have a candidate running who's a Republican, and she, the horrifying Democrat rep, who's my rep, who's useless as a gnat on a donkey's you-know-what, said something like, oh, my God, well, she said that climate change is BS. In the candidate, Carolyn Leavitt said, well, it is BS that they're spending millions, billions of dollars to line the pockets of your buddies. So she called it out. But, you know, too many people are dumb. Who knows what will happen?
I just need to, we don't have the strong people anymore that will, and you don't even have to be in your face like you and I do. Right?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
But you should be, honestly. You should be.
You have to be nowadays. But you should be willing to stick up for yourself.
You have to stand up for something.
There you go.
You have to stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing.
Yep.
You know? You can't... There's very few people anymore. You can't just rely on other people to always take the risks and risk everything.
Yep.
And stand up and say the stuff you agree with and you want to say, but, oh, my God, I can't say it. I
missed the celebration in Texas tonight. It was the first gala of American exceptionalism. I'm definitely going to go next year. Not going to miss it. Anyhow, where do people find you?
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIndy on Twitter.
Very cool. All right. Well, thanks for being with me, people. You got me for the next 2 hours. Good luck to you, because I'm on a rant tonight. I'll be back in a few minutes.